The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
The Taliban winning the war in Afghanistan and then the way our exit happened has absolutely inspired jihadists all over the world.
I've been a lifelong progressive. It's only recently that I've decided that I can't be a progressive anymore because of the damage that's occurred in California.
Some progressives want to stop paying cops, but start paying criminals.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
I just got to know if the picture of Joe Biden with the little kids with the Trump hat on is legit or not. Yuri says it is. I've had others say, nah, it was photoshopped. Surely they didn't let President Biden pose in Shanksville, PA with kids wearing Trump hats. Surely they didn't do that. Somebody's got to tell me quick. Derek's trying to research it. 1-800-655-MIKE. There was a weekend of commemoration over 9/11. I've been in New York City and been blessed to be here. It just felt right. It feels, you know, tremendous to be able to grieve with other New Yorkers. I was at the Tribute in Light, which are the two massive beams that go 4 miles into space at the World Trade Center site. And it was just a beautiful thing. It was magnificent to, and all those memories come flooding back. And I think about how much my life has changed in the 20 years since 9/11. My late wife, who I can still see her face that morning. She was so afraid, you know, as somebody living and working in New York and doing the radio show from the Empire State Building. It was just a really, really, obviously a dreadful time for the country, for New York, for Washington, for the world. And so over the weekend, there were different events and speeches. George Bush gave what turned out to be a controversial speech because he invoked the January 6th riots, which infuriated a lot of Trump supporters. Joe Biden, I think, was also in Shanksville, PA, right? Donald Trump showed up in New York and visited the NYPD and some firefighters, and he was very well received. And there was the picture of Joe Biden with a kid wearing a red Trump hat. And I cannot imagine that they would allow that to happen. So I got to find out, before we take one step forward, if you know anything about that picture, call me and tell me if it's legit or was it photoshopped. Because we have smart listeners, 1-800-655-MIKE. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios for a Monday, September 13th episode of the Mike Gallagher Show. Lots to break down. We got the Democrats scheming to raise more taxes. They're going to have to pay for all this crazy spending somehow. So get ready, America. We're gonna take it in the shins. I was about to say take it in the shorts, but I don't know if I can say that, but I just said it. We're going to take it in the shorts. So get ready. They're going to clobber us with tax increases. They want to raise the corporate tax rate significantly, which is going to break the back of many, many small businesses. We're going to talk, I hope, to Alfredo Ortiz this week. Does anybody know? Does nobody know? Come on, this was a big thing over on the internet over the weekend. Come on, Tracy, we got nobody who knows whether that picture was legit or not. Do we have the picture, Yuri? Let's post it. If you're watching the stream at MikeOnline.com, we live stream every show. Go to MikeOnline.com. You'll see there he is, Joe Biden, with some little kids. And next to him, to his right, is a little girl with a bright red hat that says Trump. And there's Biden with his mask down over his chin. Mr. President, it doesn't work under your chin. You're Mr. Mask Man. You take your mask off, you put it on, you got your mask on all the time. Why don't you have your mask on with all those super spreaders? Those children are going to give you COVID. Then you can't put your mask down over your chin, Mr. President. What kind of an example are you setting? So first of all, you got the president with his mask down over his chin, not covering his face or his mouth or his nose, and he's posing next to kids with Trump hats on. Now, I saw some comments on social media. Aw, that's actually kind of cute. That's actually endearing. I don't think Biden thinks it's endearing, does he? Maybe he does. Maybe he's secretly a Trump supporter. 1-800-655-MIKE. If somebody knows if that's real or Memorex, is that photoshopped? Is that a real Trump hat on that little girl's head? Or did somebody Photoshop? They can do some really clever things with Photoshop. I saw somebody on Twitter say, this has got to be one of the most humiliating things, even more so than being booed. And evidently Biden was booed at wherever he spoke. And check that, Derek, too, because I've heard that that's true. But I saw that on social media. And one of the posters on social media said the only thing more humiliating than Biden being booed at a commemorative event for 9/11 is posing with kids. I mean, the little girls, the one girl next to him has a bright red hat that says Trump, and then the little girl next to that little girl has a Make America Great Again hat with 45 on the side of the cap. And it appears to be real. Well, here's Brent. Oh, where'd Brent go? Well, we lost Brent. How hard can this be? In an audience of millions, I got nobody that can confirm or deny the validity of this picture. I feel like the comic at the Holiday Inn over in Peoria is not getting a laugh on a Friday night. How hard is it to get? Are the phones working? Let me go slow. 1-800-655-MIKE. Let me spell it out numerically. 1-800-655-6453. I have to know if this picture is real or not. And if it is real, do you realize how brutal this has to be for Biden? What a picture. Biden with a kid with a Trump hat on and a Make America Great Again hat on. And the kids are smiling, and it's almost like these little kids are trolling the actual president of the United States. It's like, oh, here we are. We're mocking the commander-in-chief. Derek says that President Biden visited all three attack sites. So he was apparently at Ground Zero, he was in Shanksville, and he evidently was in Washington, D.C. as well. All right, here we go. Line 1, 800-655-MIKE. Little girl smiling. Here's Eric. Hey, Eric, thanks very much for joining us. How you doing? Is that picture real or photoshopped, Eric?
I really don't know, because the picture I've seen going around also has another kid with a blue Make America Great hat on.
Yeah, next
to the
right kid.
Of the girl with the Trump hat.
That's right. That's what I, yeah, there's a red Trump hat, and there's a Make America Great Again. And the Make America Great Again hat has 45 on the side of that.
I don't know.
Is that classic or what? Is that amazing? That's going to be one for the archives. All right, we'll see if we got anybody who knows for sure. Let me try Jay. Jay, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good, Mike. How are you? Thank you for putting me on the show.
My pleasure. Have you seen the picture?
Yeah, I saw that picture last night, actually. It was posted by Dan Scavino on his Facebook page.
Right. Is it real?
I can't confirm if it's true or not. It looks real, but what I want to comment on that photo is if you zoom on it, see where Creepy Joe's hands are in that photo.
Is he sniffing anybody's hair? I hope he's not sniffing anybody's head. That's all I hope. I just hope, because, you know, he's done enough of that over his life. Here's a text message on the MyPillow text line. Did you notice the boy in the red shirt has a Trump shirt that says, I'll be back on it? And then a lot of people are texting me, it absolutely is real, Mike. There are multiple angles. Holy cow. That's funny. I mean, that is classic. We'll post it at MikeOnline.com. Isn't there a story about it? Surely, wouldn't people find that if President Trump was posing with a bunch of kids wearing, I don't know, Biden or Hillary or Black Lives Matter t-shirts, I think the media would have a field day. So if Biden is posing with a bunch of kids wearing Trump and Make America Great Again hats, I would think that's kind of a big deal. All right, we got a lot to break down today. It's going to be a busy Monday. Trump, speaking of Trump, making a surprise visit to New York to visit with the firefighters, the police officers of New York City, and a poll out suggesting that Republican voters want Trump as the titular head of the party, but don't really want him to run for president necessarily in 2024. We'll break that down for you. We've also got all kinds of vaccine mandate updates, companies pushing back, Biden threatening to fine companies. It's a mess, but we're here to make a little sense of it all. You and me together, fighting the good fight on The Mike Gallagher Show.
Want The Mike Gallagher Show 24/7? There's an app for that. Go to MikeOnline.com.
I'll bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. It could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Gallagher.
And to your question about the photo, if it was photoshopped or not, I can only offer that I have never seen that photo with an independent fact checker label on it. So by definition, I would suspect that the photo cannot be refuted. That's my offer. Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.
Look at the little boy with the red shirt with the picture of Trump that said, "I'll be back."
That's the best part of all. That's the one I love the most. I'll be back. I don't think he's going anywhere. And it would be interesting to see how President Trump would be guiding the nation through this pandemic with the Delta variant. I read a rather chilling article that a friend of mine sent last night from an NPR reporter who got a breakthrough infection, said she was sick in bed, real sick, for 5 days after being fully vaccinated from COVID. And that's the thing that, you know, I'm not real worried about dying. I'm living my life. I'm going out to eat. I'm got my mask on where people are uncomfortable or where it's required. Here in New York, you got to show your vaccine proof in a lot of restaurants, a lot of places you go inside, you got to show it. I just don't want to be sick in bed for 5 days. I mean, I'm not a good sick person. I'm a terrible patient. But, of course, a whole bunch of people have cynicism. How many times have we played the Kamala Harris cut? I'm so grateful to former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie for calling Kamala Harris and other Democrats out. Remember this?
But if Donald Trump tells us that we should take it, I'm not taking it.
You know, I mean, and now all of a sudden people are monsters and evil for not wanting to take the vaccine? Chris Christie, how about this? Let's play six first, Yuri. How about this montage the Grabian put together not all that long ago, just a year and a half ago? Let's take a little journey down memory lane before you start pontificating about moron Trump supporters who are vaccine hesitant.
we cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we can do.
Needless to say, the right of women to make decisions about their own bodies is not negotiable.
No, definitely not. You don't want to mandate and try and force anyone to take a vaccine. We've never done that.
Our interest is very simple, from the federal government, which is Americans' privacy and rights should be protected.
It is a matter of privacy to know who is or who isn't.
We don't want to be mandating from the federal government to the general population. It would be unenforceable and not appropriate.
Perhaps the federal government should step in and issue mandates, and if not, are you putting the needs of unvaccinated people ahead of the needs of vaccinated people?
Well, I think the question here, one, that's not the role of the federal government.
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory. First, we must increase vaccinations among the unvaccinated with new vaccination requirements.
We cannot require someone to be vaccinated.
Now, those are all the Democrats saying no to vaccine mandates. And what about the Democrats like Kamala Harris and all the others who said they wouldn't get the vaccine since it was from Trump, the Trump administration? Here was Chris Christie over the weekend on ABC News.
Let's remember that the politicization of these vaccines started back in the presidential campaign. It was started by Vice President Harris, you know, who said that I will not take a vaccine that's approved by Trump or by Trump's regulators. That put this in a totally different area that allowed it to be politicized, and that politicization is continuing now.
And so you should see the look on George Stephanopoulos's face as Chris Christie was saying that. But it's true.
But if Donald Trump tells us that we should take it, I'm not taking it.
Chris Christie wasn't lying. You want to talk about politicization? What do you think that was? And now people on the right are getting beat up for not approving of a vaccine mandate. There should not be any vaccine mandates, frankly, in the private or public sector. 1-800-655-MIKE. You see it at the pump, the grocery store, and construction costs. Another month of the highest inflation since 2008. Another month where that paper money you're carrying around is worthless. What's your plan to protect your savings? You have homeowners insurance in case of a fire. What insurance do you have in place if inflation sets in further and pushes prices even higher? Well, my insurance plan is gold and silver from the Birch Gold Group. If you haven't reached out to Birch Gold to diversify your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA, you need to do it today. Text Mike to 474747. We'll send you a free info kit on protecting your savings with gold. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tons of five-star reviews, thousands of happy customers. I'm one of them. Talk to them. Have them help you safeguard your retirement savings. Text Mike to 474747 to claim your free no-obligation info kit on holding gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Text Mike to 474747. Take the first step in protecting your savings today.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
I'm sorry to go on so long, but I can't thank you enough for all you've done for the country and what you've done for me over my career. You've educated me, you brought me along, and you've always been there. Now, I'm supposed to stop and walk out of the room here.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
I have this big argument with my pal Mark Davis, who he's a conservative. He's a rock rib conservative. And he says, hey, vaccine mandates are perfectly fine for the private sector. He draws the line at the public sector doing it, at the government requiring proof of vaccination. The problem is, and this is where I struggle, when you give Biden and the Democrats any daylight at all over vaccine mandates, they're going to take the ball and they're going to run with it like they have. They're going to make the government do this end around and try to use OSHA to force businesses with 100 or more employees to force people to have a vaccine, whether or not they want it. And companies are going to have to struggle with this because now there are reports of fines, big time fines, that businesses will face. U.S. businesses that push back over the Biden administration's drastic new COVID-19 vaccine mandate could be slapped with massive fines of up to $13,600 per violation. This is this new Department of Labor requirement that orders businesses with 100 employees or more to require their employees to get vaccinated or be tested weekly. Enforcement actions include fines up to $13,600 per violation. Here in the radio business and in the broadcasting industry, Univision has announced they're going to impose a vaccine mandate on its employees. Wow, I can't wait to see what happens if we do it here. Because we got some high-profile people who will not get vaccinated. What are we going to do with Charlie Kirk? I mean, you're going to take him off the air? How does that work? Charlie's doing a tremendous job. His podcast is wildly successful. His radio show just knocking it out of the park. That'll be, I can't wait to hear that conversation. The Salem HR department. Ring, ring. Hi, Charlie. Hello. You need to get a vaccine. Well, you need to jump, take a long leap off a short pier because I ain't getting it. He's not going to get it. I talked to my doorman outside my building in New York City the other day. He has his mask on. I said, you vaccinated? I knew the answer. He's a big Trump supporter. In fact, he wished he was in Washington on January 6th, he said. And I said, did you get the vaccine? He goes, no, I haven't got the vaccine. I've been exposed, so I don't need it. I said, you've been exposed? Yeah, I was exposed. I mean, I said, you mean you got it? Well, no, I didn't get it, but I've been exposed. That's an interesting standard. I've been exposed. I have a hunch we've all been exposed at one time or another. I'm not sure that's the get out of jail free card against any kind of mitigation. But listen, it's a free country. If he wants to wear his mask and he wants to roll the dice, we're all rolling the dice in life. What's wrong with rolling the dice? So knock yourself out. You're going to force him? He's a great door. Now, he says the union for doormen, and they have a big, powerful union in New York City. Those guys make bank. That's a good job. You know, a lot of, you know, you got tons of New York City apartment buildings. You got a bunch of men and women who are manning the front desk and bringing in bags and the doormen. And they make, I think I heard somebody told me some of them make $200,000-$300,000 a year. Not a bad living. And ultimately, the union is saying no to the vaccine requirement. You cannot force a medical procedure upon people who don't want it. I'm sorry, you can't. Mike, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
That brings a good point that I wanted to make.
Good.
I've had COVID. My whole family's had COVID. Now, when are they going to start talking about these studies that, you know, Cleveland Clinic, which isn't just a pop-up clinic, Harvard did studies that said that you have just as good or better immunity than someone that has the shot. So when is one senator, congressman, anybody going to stand up for us and stop making us this other side of the, we're the bad people that, you need to get the shot.
Right.
Or you're the reason this is happening. And the other thing.
Wait a minute. Hold that thought. Listen with me.
Okay.
Let's turn to Lord Fauci, who knows all things COVID related, right? He's the wizard. He's got
thank you.
He's got all the answers, right? Are you ready?
Until the next day, he'll change that answer.
No kidding. Or he doesn't have it. Are you ready for this? Because he was asked about the point you just made on CNN. He's sitting there. I got to play this for you, Mike. You'll love this. If you haven't heard this already, this helps make your point. Here's Fauci on CNN with Anderson Cooper and Dr. Sanjay Gupta. And Gupta's asking Fauci about the efficacy of those who have had COVID and the antibodies. Brace yourself for Lord Fauci's answer.
So as we talk about vaccine mandates, I get calls all the time. People say, I've already had COVID. I'm protected. And now the study says maybe even more protected than the vaccine alone. Should they also get the vaccine? How do you make the case to them?
You know, that's a really good point, Sanjay. I don't have a really firm answer for you on that. That's something that we're going to have to discuss regarding the durability of
it. He doesn't have a firm answer. We'll have to get back to you on that, Sanjay.
Right. And then, you know what, Mike, one other thing, and then I'll let you go. Well, first of all, I want to say, hey, I'm praying for your son and hope everything goes well.
Thank you.
Well,
he's doing great. He's doing much better. He's in great spirits, good. And he's recovering nicely. Thank you for your prayers.
And one other thing. Who is this president, or you want to call him president, to tell us his patients are running thin with us?
I know.
He works for us. Are you kidding me?
Well, when you think you're King George, you get impatient with the people.
Yeah,
you get impatient with the villagers.
He walks away from that pulpit like he is the king.
I know.
He needs a crown. I can't believe it.
No, I'm the same way. And I think most people are getting their eyes wide open to this, Mike. 2022 is coming. Glad you called. Anita, you're up. Hey, Anita, welcome aboard. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Good.
How about you?
Doing great, thanks. What's up?
Okay. My comment is my husband and I had COVID March of 2020, and both of us have been given blood since then, and we've tested positive for antibodies as of even last month. So it's been a year and a half.
Wow. And on the other hand, anecdotally, I have a coworker who had COVID about the same time you did. And she got tested for antibodies recently, and they were zero. She had no antibodies, which I thought was kind of interesting. So, you know, how do we know? I don't know how long they last.
I don't know. Ours has been a year and a half, so.
Well, good deal. Thanks for sharing that with us. Appreciate that very much. It's a lot of questions, you know. And if Fauci can't give a firm answer on why Americans who should have antibodies need the vaccine, what in the world are we supposed to do with that? The Surgeon General's making the rounds saying these vaccine mandates will give people more peace of mind. It'll relieve the concerns of many, many Americans. Here's the Surgeon General, Dr. Vivek Murthy, talking to CNN's Dana Bash.
But again, the reason that we're pursuing some of these requirements is, again, we know a lot of businesses, have welcomed it. We know that many, that will help keep workplaces safe. And Dana, if we ultimately want to not only get people back to work, but keep them at work, if we want workers to know, hey, I'm coming back to the workplace and it's going to be safe, these vaccinations will help people do that. And I believe that will not only improve public health, but it'll give people some more peace of mind.
Oh, great. Sure it will. You must not be talking to the same people I'm talking to. I don't hear a whole lot of peace of mind coming from people being told they got to take the vaccine. I don't have a lot of people in my life who are very happy about it. And I wonder if people are going to wind up losing their jobs. Companies can't afford those kind of fines. You gonna take on Big Brother if you're a small business owner? How about people who are resigning en masse? Did you hear about the hospital that's going to have to stop delivering babies? Because so many workers are refusing to adhere to the vaccine mandate. This isn't a hospital. This is a story. Let me give you the report out of Carthage, New York. This is in Lewis County, New York, I believe upstate New York. And they're going to have to close the maternity wing because the healthcare employees and the medical staff are resigning en masse over the vaccine mandate. Here's a report from WWNY-TV.
We begin to see the challenges with a vaccine mandate on a workforce where there's already a worker shortage. Lowville's hospital will hold off on delivering babies after September 24th. 7 News reporter Brendan Straub live tonight. And Brendan, why is the hospital choosing to do this?
Garrett, it comes down to staffing. And because of the vaccine mandate, some workers are choosing to resign instead of rolling up their sleeve. At Lewis County Health, too many are resigning to keep the maternity ward open.
We are unable to safely staff the service after September 24th.
Lewis County Health System CEO Jerry Kayer is talking about the maternity unit. The hospital pausing delivering babies due to an increase in resignations, six of them within the unit, since the state mandated all hospital workers must get at least one dose of the COVID vaccine by September 27th.
If we can pause the service and now focus on recruiting nurses who are vaccinated, we will be able to re-engage in delivering babies here in Lewis County.
CARE says they are working with the Department of Health to make sure this is only a pause and not a permanent closure of the maternity unit. However, he says the unit may not be the only service affected if more system workers don't get the shot. Since the vaccine mandate was put in place, CARE says 30 employees have come forward and done so, but 30 others have decided to walk instead.
We are not alone. There are thousands of positions that are open north of the thruway. And on now, we're, you know, we have a challenge to work through with, the vaccination mandate.
There are 165 employees throughout the system who have still not received one dose of the vaccine. And CARE says the hospital is unsure if they will, with fewer than 3 weeks until the deadline.
Our hope is, as we get closer, the numbers will increase of individuals who are vaccinated, fewer individuals will leave, and maybe with a little luck, some of those who have resigned will reconsider.
CARE wants to make it clear that system officials understand that getting the shot is a personal choice and will respect the decision of any employees who decide not to do so. But he says if they change their minds, they will be welcome back.
Well, we respect the decision for people not to get the vaccine, but you can't work if you don't have it. So no, you don't respect the personal decision that people are making. If you respected your decision, you wouldn't give them this ultimatum. This is the strangest thing because I'm vaccinated, but I so relate to people who want to say, you don't have a right to tell me what to put into my body as a condition of employment. Make them wear a mask, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I've got no easy answer to this either. But at some point, you got to stand up to kind of the insanity. I got into an argument months ago over, a dictum that I was supposed to wear a mask walking from my car through an empty building into an empty studio. And the person I was arguing with, who's a friend of mine, a dear person, very corporate, follows you bet that every dots every I, crosses every T. That's the policy. You're going to cause problems for me, blah, blah. And it's like, come on, can you use your head, everybody? There's nobody around. What are you making me wear a mask to go 20 feet walking from my car? Well, it's the policy. And that's what's going to happen in the workplace. And people are going to lose their jobs over this stuff. And we're going to look back at this and say, why? I have to say something as a layman. I'm not a scientist. I know that the smart kids have an answer for everything. If the vaccine were so damn effective, why we wouldn't be having all this surging going on right now with 60 or 70% of the Americans over 12 having at least one jab? We got a pretty good percentage. Although worldwide, have you seen the numbers? Something like 80% of the world hasn't been vaccinated. We're going to be a long way before this thing. This thing may never end. We got to learn to live with it. We're not going to be able to run from it. And we got to stop acting like we're going to have zero cases. We're not. But by golly, we got to stop crushing our economy. We have to stop destroying businesses. We got to let companies open and we got to let companies get back to business again. 1-800-655-MIKE. Let's see if you agree with me or not. A busy day. Glad to have you here. Don't forget a big event in the Tampa Bay area coming up next week. What is it? September 23rd. Governor Ron DeSantis on stage along with Alfredo Ortiz, Larry Elder. It's going to be a big Bring Small Businesses Back tour sponsored by Job Creators Network. Great panel discussion. Very timely. You want to cover all these issues in person? We're going to be at the Grand Hyatt Tampa Bay. That's Thursday evening, September 23rd. For tickets, go to theanswertampa.com. That's theanswertampa.com.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at mikeonline.com.
latest reporting and analysis on the big stories of the day on the Daybreak Insider podcast. It's top-notch reporting from SRN News, along with the sharpest insight from Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, Sebastian Gorka, and the voices of townhall.com. The Daybreak Insider podcast. It's your first look at today's top stories. Available at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
Gallagher.
Hi, Mike. I was just wondering if maybe you have heard about the veterans, Biden mandating that the veterans, if they use any of their veteran medical VA benefits, they have to be vaccinated or else they cannot seek any type of benefit from the VA.
This is the mistake that's being made. Immediately get on TV. Five doctors/scientists who say that you have to get the vaccine and that it works. And then get the five who will counter at them and sitting across from them, telling them why we should not get the vaccine because of the long-term ramifications. Get them on TV on every channel and let them fight it out so the entire country can hear it.
I 100% agree with you on many subjects, but we got to stop talking about the 80% not vaccinated when we don't know how many people, what the percentage is of folks that actually caught this and have the natural antibodies. Thanks for everything you do and fighting the good fight.
Thank you, and he makes a great point. They never want to talk about those with antibodies. By the way, next time you're on our website, MikeOnline.com, check out our very own search engine. You can search and listen to clips with our views about anything from the vaccine to Fauci to fake news. You can share those clips with your friends. Visit MikeOnline.com. Let us know what you think. There's a lot more coming up on this busy Monday, including my visit with Sean Spicer, Newsmax host, former press secretary for President Trump. Sean Spicer coming up as we roll along on a busy Monday.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.